Santee's sales tax debate sharpens as East County confronts powerline routes, a pedestrian death, and rising insurance costs. Santee's proposed 1 cent general sales tax increase, which would move the city's combined rate from 7.75% to 8.75%, and is projected to generate approximately $140 million over 10 years, continued drawing sustained attention Tuesday following fresh coverage Monday. The stated spending priorities are fire station construction and remodeling, aging infrastructure replacement, and road and sidewalk repair. The San Diego County Taxpayers Association has endorsed the measure, citing its 10-year sunset, grocery and prescription exemptions, and annual independent audits with citizens' oversight. At 8.75%, however, Santee would become the highest-taxed city in East County if voters approve it, a distinction that creates real pressure for residents and small businesses weighing purchases against neighboring lower-tax communities. Santee voters rejected a narrower half-cent emergency services measure 2 years ago, and the campaign for this broader proposal will need to address those prior concerns directly before November. The Board of Supervisors also took up SDG&E's Golden Pacific Powerlink on Tuesday, with the utility releasing alternative route options ahead of the hearing. East County Magazine reported significant community opposition to those alternatives. The resistance reflects a longer pattern in which East County communities, historically the landing zone for major regional infrastructure decisions involving transmission lines, landfills, and highways, push back against what many residents describe as a disproportionate burden on inland communities relative to the coastal areas that benefit most from the infrastructure. A 74-year-old pedestrian was struck and killed Sunday evening on East Chase Avenue in El Cajon. Initial information came from social media rather than an official El Cajon police release, and no identification or cause has been formally confirmed pending investigation by El Cajon police and the medical examiner's office. For fire-exposed East County households in communities including Alpine, Lakeside, Santee's Eastern Edge, and Spring Valley, California's Fair Plan, the state's insurer of last resort, is set to raise rates 29% in October. For a household currently paying $3,000 annually, that translates to roughly $3,870 after October 1st, compounding pressure from a broader insurance market in which major carriers have already pulled back substantially from California. On a lighter note, the Detroit Underground performs tonight at 6:30 p.m. at Santee City Hall as part of the city's free summer concert series, a reminder that community programming continues even as Santee's civic calendar grows more demanding.